home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Rudy Giuliani won't stop. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I think I'm the first guy that a presidential campaign was stupid enough to say, let's silence him.
And President Trump's personal attorney just told Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo he's proud of it after Joe Biden's campaign urged TV networks to stop booking Giuliani on their shows over his claims of Biden wrongdoing in Ukraine, which the president asked Ukraine's leader to investigate in that now infamous phone call.
Will you testify when you're subpoenaed? He says a subpoena is coming, by the way.
I can't answer that question right now. That's a very, very difficult question for a lawyer.
Now, she's referring to Adam Schiff, who's leading the House investigation. President Trump tweeted last night he wants to meet his accusers, the whistleblower, and whoever gave that person the information the president wrote was largely inaccurate. Now, Democrats insist the president was trying to get Ukraine's help in the 2020 election. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, even though lawmakers are on recess, Democrats are moving forward with the impeachment inquiry. House Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Adam Schiff told ABC's This Week the panel's reached an agreement with the whistleblower's lawyers to have him or her testify to get the unvarnished truth.
Come in without a minder from the Justice Department or from the White House to tell the whistleblower what they can and cannot say.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told CBS 60 Minutes the president left Democrats no choice but to start the inquiry as she called on the White House to speak the truth. Dave.
Rachel, the search continues in North Carolina for the last of four men who escaped early yesterday from a jail in Ohio. The other three were captured around 2 a.m. this morning. Gallia County, Ohio Sheriff Matt Champlin says others may be in trouble, too.
Our detectives have established that the inmates had the assistance in escaping from at least one individual on the outside.
It is winter in September in the Rockies, and people have a lot to shovel in parts of Montana, more than 3 feet of snow, closing roads, knocking out power, prompting the governor to declare an emergency. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A terrorist group the U.S. has been battling in Africa fought back today. Al-Shabaab launched two attacks, first hitting an airbase from which the U.S. has launched airstrikes against Al-Shabaab. The other was a suicide bombing that targeted Italian peacekeepers and ended up injuring Somali civilians instead. A denial from Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman telling CBS 60 Minutes he did not order the murder of critic and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime. But I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia, especially since it was committed by individuals working for the Saudi government.
Now, last year, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed a resolution condemning the Crown Prince as being responsible, and a U.N. report found credible evidence Mohammed bin Salman played a role in Khashoggi's death. In France, a funeral for a former president.
Draped in the French flag, Jacques Chirac's casket is carried into a church in Paris. Former President Bill Clinton and Russian President Vladimir Putin among those attending the memorial service. Over the weekend, thousands of people had filed past as Chirac lay in state. He died last week, aged 86. Chirac led France from 1995 to 2007 and was a prominent opponent of the 2003 invasion of Iraq, leading to tensions with the United States. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
And the price of gas may be ready to come back down after a 10-cent increase the past 2 weeks.
Most of that rise was because of the attacks on Saudi Arabia impacting oil prices.
But analyst Tripoli Lundberg says as oil keeps going down, back to about $55 a barrel this morning, gas will too. Her nationwide survey has regular at $2.73 a gallon. AAA has averaged less than hers, $2.65. And on Wall Street, stock futures are rising before this week's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Diane Ducey here on ESPN 93.5. Stevie J with Stevie J Travels will be checking in with us from around the world. We've got your news to get to, and it's brought to you by Family Dollar. Sign up for smart coupons at Family Dollar. FamilyDollar.com or on the Family Dollar app and save more. Family Dollar, they'll get you ready for Halloween. October starts tomorrow.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A jackknifed semi has been cleared from the southbound I-57 exit to westbound I-72. The jackknifed tractor trailer had been on the ramp Sunday afternoon, and the ramp stayed closed for a couple of hours while the truck was removed. Illinois officials have rolled out a statewide video campaign to promote help available to those struggling with substance abuse, including opioids. The victims posted online focus on the stories of people who have struggled with addiction and are getting treatment. The State Department of Human Services campaign also includes TV spots, social media ads, and billboards. The agency secretary, Grace Howe, says the goal is to reduce the stigma of addiction and help others. Officials also are pointing those who might need help to helplineil.org. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
At Family Dollar this week, with buy one, get one 50% off all $5 variety candy bags. Buy even more with $5 off your $25 purchase when you use your smart coupon. Sign up for smart coupons at FamilyDollar.com or on the Family Dollar app and save more.
Illini fans, Jets Pizza knows hard work's the only way to get better. Better like their Detroit-style pizza. Hand-pressed and baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Get a large Jets specialty pizza of your choice, just $16.99. Code SPEC1. Jets. Better because it has to be.
At 7:07, I hope your morning's going well. We've got your forecast now here on ESPN 93.5, and it's brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist with two locations, one at Kerr and Cunningham in Urbana, the other one at The Crossing in Champaign. Visit blossombasket.com or call 367-ROSE. With some foggy spots in low-lying areas, partly cloudy conditions and warm today and tomorrow, high near 90, down to around 70 in the evening. Partly cloudy conditions with a chance of showers coming our way midweek Wednesday. Right now, the temperature is at 67 on ESPN 93.5. As I bring on our studio line, Stevie J. Are you there, Stevie?
Are you there, Diane?
Yes, I am.
Are you there?
I am.
Guten Morgen. You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Guten Morgen. I'm in Heidelberg. Isn't that where your mother had a pen? Yes. The pen pal from Heidelberg. It's beautiful. You've been here, right?
I have.
You've been to Heidelberg.
I'm not going to talk much because I know there's a big delay.
And I think we're cutting in and out, are we not? Okay, so do we have Alan there?
Yes, we do.
Fine.
Just ask Alan what the heck's going on with the United States while I'm gone. What the heck? This is, you're in Texas. I'm in Heidelberg. Alan, what's happening? I leave the country, and it's a mob. I mean, this is unbelievable. What's happening? Is this impeachment real?
It may be. I'm afraid to say it. It really is, but it's a farce, whatever it is. What is startling to me is who people elect. Can you imagine there's three or four freshman Congress people, Ilhan Omar, AOC, Regina Tlaib, I think that's her name, elected, and they're running the whole Congress.
Well, I guess the question is, will it work? To me, this is unbelievable from the standpoint of what past presidents have done, how much they're out to get this president. And I think a great deal of the country sees this and says, this is ridiculous. Vote him out of office, but to impeach him based on what I've heard and what I've read is ridiculous based on past administrations. It's crazy. They're out to get him. This is a mob action. And you know what? If they do it, it's going to paralyze the country for 12 months, and I think it's a big mistake.
I agree with you completely. Also, what makes it even more interesting to me is that the Whistleblower Act that goes back to the 1980s, I believe, and it's a good act, was amended very recently to provide for hearsay evidence. Isn't that astounding? In other words, a whistleblower can act based on just rumors that he or she may have heard.
Well, God bless America. I trust it'll work out all right. Listen, Alan, I just wanted to say hi. I'm in Heidelberg, Germany. We'll call you back next Monday from the United States. Thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure.
My father was born in Bremen.
Ha! That's terrific. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Diane, I'm here on the main street in Heidelberg, Germany. It's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. We went to the Heidelberg Castle and enjoyed the castle with a really good French guide that I have this little town. It's just like a inside of a snowstorm. So much of Germany that we've seen, these beautiful, quaint buildings. It's terrific. And back in Champaign, I know the Fighting Illini had the week off. Bears beat the Vikings. The Saints win last night. We caught the score this morning, but we're 7 hours ahead of you, so it's two in the afternoon here in Germany. And, of course, the Cardinals wrap up the Central in game 162. Unbelievable. Joe Maddon out as a Cub manager. I think that's a mistake. I understand it because it's been bad the finish of the last 2 years. Hard to fire a manager who's had the best record in baseball for the last 5 years. It's amazing. He'll be hired very quickly by somebody, guaranteed. So today, our offer, folks, are in the Prospect Bank. You have a chance to text in, what do you say, money or bank? They're going to text in later for $100 to open a checking account at Prospect Bank and take your dog in. They love dogs there at Prospect and Kirby in Champaign, our new partner, Prospect Bank. So you'll text in. Tell me the word again, Diane.
Money. You are accurate with money.
Money. Okay, so text in money a bit later, but be listening. $100 is what we're giving out to a whole bunch of people because I want you to open a checking account at Prospect Bank. Again, take your dog. They love dogs. So you have a chance at 359-2255 to text in money. So we've had a great trip. We'll be home Thursday evening back to Champaign-Urbana. We're on a Viking River cruise with Viking on the riverboat and on the River Rhine and seeing so many beautiful things. And it's very laid back. We've never done a river cruise. It's just really laid back, on and off. You're right in the middle of the city centers. It's delightful. And a lot of new friends. There's only 190 passengers on this riverboat. And so you get to know a whole lot of new people in addition to the 34 folks traveling with us here in Germany. So I'll sign off for now. I better catch my bus. If I miss the bus, I might get a stay in Heidelberg. But I wanted to at least chime in. And I was watching Big Ten football scores over the weekend, talked to a new friend from Columbus, Ohio. They're pretty pleased with how good the Buckeyes are this year, the way they beat Nebraska in Nebraska, like 45-7 or something like that. Minnesota beat Purdue at Purdue, so that's our opponent this weekend against Minnesota. So I'm a little nervous whether we can beat them or not. Anyway, we'll talk more. I'll plan to call back again tomorrow, same time. And again, just wanted to check in, Diane. Really appreciate all your help filling in while I'm gone, but having a great time here in Germany.
Excellent. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, Fräulein.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz. Here's a great offer from Lanz. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying train systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lanz for details or find us online at LanzInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lanz.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah, sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
The world is so beautiful. Sun, sky, stars, rainbows, and more. The colors of nature are the most amazing part of God's creation. Blossom Basket brings that creation into your home with bouquets of flowers. Flowers don't have to be for a special occasion. Just bring them into your home to brighten your day. Give Blossom Basket a call at 217-367-ROSE so God's creation can reside in your household.
Speaking of Blossom Basket floors, we have a deal during the Jeremy Werner Show around 10:30. As you text in 359-2255, the word blossom, so many terrific giveaways, and so many people signed up for our deals with our partners around the Champaign-Urbana area at GoSeaver.com. Today, you'll be texting in the word blossom after 10:30 to be one of the winners of a $50 Blossom Basket Florist gift certificate to Locations Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Kerr and Cunningham in Urbana. You'll need to use within 7 days and fill out a survey to tell us what you think. Blossom Basket Florist, again, 359-2255 around 10:30 is when Jeremy Werner will talk about Blossom Basket's deal here on ESPN 93.5. Cardinals win in the last one. 9-0 was the final. Lots to talk about. Let's get your Redbird recap here on ESPN 93.5.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
Well, I would say that Mr. Flaherty said, okay, Cardinals, jump on my back. Here we go.
Jack Flaherty went 7 innings, allowed only 2 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 6. He did not allow a Cub base runner to reach second. That's how good he was. But he got some help for a change, Mike. He's been in some tight games most of the year. But 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd on a Fowler home run. Carpenter hit a 3-run homer and a 4-run third. Paul Goldschmidt finished off the scoring as he hit a home run, his 34th of the year. And the Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 9-0 to win the National League Central.
Central Division belongs to the Cardinals, and they'll take on the Atlanta Braves on Thursday.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Well, how are you feeling about Joe Maddon being released? I don't know. 359-2255, Cubs fans, if you want to chime in about this. Of course, we've always been in the playoffs for the past few years, and now we had that 9-game losing skid towards the end of the season. And, of course, the Cardinals are in their first NL Central title since 2015, so some folks are bitter. So you can let me know about it. Chicago White Sox over Detroit in the final game of the regular season. That final was 5-3. Bears win big 16-6 over the Minnesota Vikings. Mitchell Trubisky out with a shoulder injury, but Chase Daniels did pretty darn well. Now we'll get your forecast on, and it's brought to you by Watts Copy System. If you need to upgrade in your office when it comes to your printer, wattscopy.com. High 90 today and tomorrow, down to around 70 in the evening. Might see some patchy fog in some low-lying areas. On Wednesday, we have a chance of showers, partly cloudy otherwise, high 84 expected. Provident Financial Group is bringing on our Fox Financial Minute, and it comes your way at 20 after. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy reorganization. It has 800 stores worldwide and plans to close 350 of them, 178 in the U.S. In the first half of this year, at least 20 retail chains filed for bankruptcy, among them Payless Shoe Source, Gymboree, and Charlotte Russe. Forever 21 was a popular location for discount teen fashion, but in recent years, it expanded into large spaces just as shoppers were buying more online. The FDA is warning pet owners that some samples of performance dog frozen raw pet food have tested positive for salmonella and listeria bacteria. You're warned not to feed your dog the product if it was purchased after July 22nd of this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Sean Hannity. One of the greatest things about working at the Fox News Channel is whatever's in my heart, mind, and soul is going to come out. I have never, ever been told what to say, how to say it. I do debate. I get other people's opinions. Who do we cater to? Who are we trying to appeal to and reach? Forgotten men and women that deserve their shot at the American dream.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Addie's Bar and Grill blends traditional sports bar food like...
Stevie J in Europe, Stevie J Travel for some of the updates. I saw some of the pictures on social media over the weekend. Looks like he's having a great time with around 35 people from East Central Illinois. And I've done that trip before, and it's wonderful going up and down the Rhine River and touring the wineries and things like that. While he's away, though, let's have some fun on a Monday with Jim Gaffigan's show coming October 17th to the State Farm Center. And last week, we began fall. Here's kind of a fall comedy bit from Jim Gaffigan here on ESPN 93.5.
A couple minutes. Jim Gaffigan, State Farm Center, October 17th.
Fall, people love fall. It's my favorite season. Competition. My favorite season that I'm voting for in America's next top season is fall. People that love fall, they go crazy for the foliage. They're like, oh, the foliage! Let's drive by the foliage! It's so beautiful the way the leaves die. Right before they fall to their death. We think it's beautiful. It's the leaves hospice. It also helps that the leaves can't talk. If they could talk, they'd be like, ah! Give me chlorophyll! Why are these people driving by and smiling at me? You monsters! You're rather insensitive to the leaves' tragedy. They die, they fall to the ground, we just rake them up. Kids, you want to jump on this pile of dead leaves? No? All right, I'll just light them on fire.
All they know is spring and summer. And then in October, they're like, where's everyone going? Early in November, you always see a couple leaves hanging on. They're like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it through winter. Me and my buddy Carl, right, Carl? Carl.
The pine trees, they must resent the attention the leaves get.
Stupid leaves. Everyone's driving by looking at the pretty leaves. I didn't bother to get to know them. After a couple months, they're dead. Come December, you'll be climbing a ladder, stick a star on my head.
It's just, you know, good
That's
stuff.
A great bit to play since it was the first day of autumn yesterday.
There you, well, we knew that. That's why I picked that
of
one.
Of course, Stevie.
Everything is planned perfectly. Anyway, October 17, Jim Gaffigan, it'll be funny. It's just... just real life stuff, and it's no blue humor, which is fairly unique, I think, in the comedy world. And he has five kids, a wife and five kids.
He makes comments about that a lot,
yeah, and he talks about McDonald's
exactly.
And all of that. So, I presume he's always got to write new material because people
all
hear
stuff that he can relate to, and you can relate
exactly.
to, and
yep.
his wife and him are a team yep. writing all these
right.
comedy bits.
All right,
enjoy the day.
I'm Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great day.
I managed to put that together before Stevie left, and he's in Europe now. He'll be back on Friday. We'll hear from Doug Coach and talk about the Bears, and what a win. 16-6, Bears fans are ecstatic today, and I'm sure that's something that'll come up around the water cooler. We've also had the Oakland Raiders beating the Colts 31-24, and Stevie J Saints ended up beating the Cowboys 12-10. We're going to come back with more here on ESPN 93.5.
Well, Gary Eaton, I'm proud to award you a free roof for your home here in Champaign from Freedom Roofing and Kurt Kaiser. Congratulations. You deserve it, my friend.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Finally, somebody is giving back to you, and you're man enough to take it.
Well, you know, I was actually trying to think of who else might need that worse than me.
That would be very typical. Thank you for who you are.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Retired Officer Gary Eaton, our winner of the free roof from Freedom Roofing.
Experience matters when making life-changing decisions. You want a lender who has seen almost every situation in the home lending, understands the area, and is involved in our community. Hi, I'm Joni Utnich, mortgage lender at Molitor Financial Group in Champaign. I love this community and enjoy being a part of it. I'm active in Champaign West Rotary, the scholarship program for YMCA, president of Executive Club, and a sustainer for Junior League. If you're thinking of buying a home, visit me, Joni Utnich, at Molitor Financial Group at the Village of the Crossing.
NMLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage license.
For the past 16 years, Salt and Light has been a place where many have found help with basic needs, but also a place of refuge. The future of Salt and Light is now in danger. Visit us online at saltandlightministry.org to learn how you can partner in bringing help and hope to our community.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign-Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room, open Tuesdays and Thursdays 1 to 5:30 p.m. and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana. Have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
Chris Foster. Advisors to Joe Biden's presidential campaign have asked news networks to stop booking President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, accusing him of spreading false, debunked conspiracy theories accusing Biden of corruption in his dealings with the Ukrainian government. Giuliani tells Fox Business Network this morning,
the reason they want me to be silenced is not because I'm unhinged. It's because I've got facts and because he's guilty.
New York Democrat Akeem Jeffries says about accusations that President Trump pressured Ukraine's president to investigate Biden in exchange for military aid.
This is a matter of urgent national security concern, and that is why we're compelled to act.
Congressman Jeffries on Fox News Sunday. The Forever 21 clothing store chains filed for bankruptcy, announcing plans to close up to 178 of around 500 stores it has in the United States, also most locations in Asia and Europe. America's listening to Fox News.
Now we have your local news, and it's brought to you by Honda BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. A wide selection of new and used vehicles. I love their service, and they're an award-winning dealership. Stop by and check out why, or purchase online, drivechampaign.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police were called out to the 1200 block of Summit Ridge Road on Sunday afternoon on a report of a shooting. Police found a 23-year-old man who had been shot in the leg. Police say the victim was shot while walking along the road. Police said a black vehicle might have been involved in the shooting. No arrests were made. If you know anything or you have exterior surveillance camera systems, call police at 217-351-4545. Illinois officials have rolled out a statewide video campaign to promote help available to those struggling with substance abuse, including opioids. The victims posted online focus on the stories of people who have struggled with addiction and are getting treatment. The State Department of Human Services campaign also includes TV spots, social media ads, and billboards. The agency secretary, Grace Howe, says the goal is to reduce the stigma of addiction and help others. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Let's get your forecast for this final day of September, September 30th, and it looks pretty good this morning. Some low-lying areas have some patchy fog, so keep the headlights on if necessary. We've got a high 89 expected, partly cloudy conditions, 69 our low tonight. Up to 90 tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions down to around 71. Chance of showers late at 10%, then it bumps up to a 20% shot at showers on Wednesday. High 84, low 64. Our forecast, by the way, brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. You can call 8777-GERBER or visit GerberCollision.com. We'll be talking with Michael Law on the latest with the Trump and impeachment and subpoenas. That's next on ESPN 93.5.
It's cutting in.
ESPN 93.5, of course, we always give you your dose of political chat, and I welcome Michael Law to our studio line here at ESPN 93.5 near Boise, Idaho. How are you, Michael Law?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
All right. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J, a trip to Europe now. And when he checked in with us about a half an hour ago, he's like, what happened? I leave the country and America's falling apart. Let us know your perspective on how you think things are panning out.
Yeah, I think he's exactly right that it is falling apart. And here's the reason why. Joe Biden himself admitted on camera that he was threatening to withhold $1 billion going to Ukraine if the prosecutor that was investigating his son, Hunter, for whatever dealings they had going on with Ukraine wasn't fired. And, of course, that eventually happened, but he did get fired, and, of course, the $1 billion did go to the Ukraine. And this is Joe Biden's own words that he threatened to withhold that. And because that's seemingly an abuse of power and seemingly a possible crime, the president is doing his job in investigating a possible crime, which is his job as president to faithfully execute the laws and his office as president of the United States. And because of that, simply because Joe Biden is running for president in 2020, The Democrats perceive that that is an abuse of power on President Trump's part by investigating his opponent as opposed to following the Constitution. So either way, President Trump is going to be in trouble whether he investigates or whether he doesn't investigate, because he's not. If he doesn't investigate, then he's not faithfully executing his office as required by the Constitution. And if he does, then he's abusing his power. So you can't really have it both ways. But either way, President Trump was going to be in trouble for and put up for impeachment. Now, one thing that it will not happen is that he will not be tried in the Senate and removed. He may be tried in the Senate, but it'll never happen that he'll be removed. So this impeachment is just for show. It's simply for political posturing for the 2020 elections.
Of course, we're hearing the word spying in this discussion, too. React to that, Michael Law.
No, I wouldn't consider spying, especially since we're talking about an investigation of a possible crime in the case of Joe Biden, in the case of the president with his communications with the president of Ukraine. I mean, he released the transcripts, so there's no real, nothing really going on there. But the problem here, and the Democrats are in charge of the House, is that they perceive that President Trump is specifically targeting Joe Biden, who's in the lead in the presidential campaign on the Democrat side in for 2020, as an abuse of power trying to destroy his political opponent. And that is the charges that they will be bringing up, I'm sure.
Well, I'm thinking Congress is on a break for a few weeks, but I know they're talking subpoena a lot this morning. What's your reaction to that?
They will probably subpoena and get people there, but there may be, I would not be surprised that, depending on the individual, if there will be some Fifth Amendment taking, as well as it's an ongoing investigation, so they're not going to be able to comment on it. I mean, it's just going to be more of the same that we have seen with regards to the Mueller investigation and others. So it's just a political mess, really.
Well, it's great to get your take, Michael Law. Thanks for checking in with us from around Boise, Idaho area. How do we get in touch with you in case we'd like to interact with you through social media?
I'm on, you can go to my website, michaellawauthor.com. I'm also on Facebook. Look up Michael Law. Shouldn't be too hard to find. And also on Twitter at Michael Law Idaho.
I love it. You have an excellent week. ESPN 93.5.
Are you looking to buy a new house, a car, a boat, motorcycle, or ATV? Is there a vacation that you've been longing to take? Come see me, George Griffin, at Prospect Bank for life's big moments. We're in the game with leading loan rates. Apply online at bankprospect.com or at the nearest branch location. Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank, helping opportunities become reality. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank.
Make sure I got Prospect Bank on right now, because now is the time you can start texting in the word money to 359-2255, and new customers can set up an account with $100 from Stevie J. Yeah, part of our partners, GoSteever.com, has a lot of great deals. But today, we're having you text in the word money to 359-2255. Prospect Bank is our partner today. As you open up an account within 7 days with our $100 from Stevie J, this is an offer for new customers who want to check out the friendly service at Prospect Bank. You'll need to fill out a survey and let us know what you think. Well, it looks like the NL Central title will go to the St. Louis Cardinals. They won yesterday 9-0 over the Cubs. Cubs are, you know, lost their manager, Joe Maddon, who was released. Let's get our Redbird recap right now here on ESPN 93.5.
Well, I would say that Mr. Flaherty said, okay, Cardinals, jump on my back. Here we go.
Jack Flaherty went 7 innings, allowed only 2 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 6.
He did not allow a Cub base runner to reach second. That's how good he was. But he got some help for a change, Mike. He's been in some tight games most of the year. But two in the first, two in the second on a Fowler home run. Carpenter hit a three-run homer and a four-run third. Paul Goldschmidt finished off the scoring as he hit a home run, his 34th of the year. And the Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 9-0 to win the National League Central.
Central Division belongs to the Cardinals, and they'll take on the Atlanta Braves on Thursday.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
Chicago White Sox won their last game of the season against Detroit. That final was 5-3. On to football. A lot of folks excited about the Bears and what they were seeing. 16-6 winners over the Minnesota Vikings. That defense is something else. Mitch Trubisky, though, left shoulder injury, left the game. And that was early on in the game. Chase Daniels did pretty well. Didn't have any interceptions there. The new number one in college, Alabama. Oh, I was going to take note of a couple of other NFL scores here. Oakland Raiders over the Colts, 31-24. And we had the Saints beating the Cowboys 12-10. I know Stevie J's big Saints fan. Take a note of that when he checked in with us about a half an hour ago from Europe. He's on his trip and also wanted to point out some other things like Chase Elliott winning that checkered flag and Cameron Champ, his second PGA title with that PGA Safeway Open that happened over the weekend. As far as our Illini volleyball team goes, they split. They lost to Nebraska but came out of and a fine action on Saturday playing Iowa. And so many people coming out with the orange out on Saturday night to stuff up. Good stuff for our Illini volleyball team. And we wish them well for the rest of the season, too. Of course, our own Illini football team gearing up for a game against Minnesota. Minnesota ended up beating Purdue. ESPN 93.5, weather's coming up shortly.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J broadcasting button-downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
If your engine or transmission isn't running the way it should, and you're not prepared to invest cash in a different vehicle, Long's Garage in Urbana puts miles back into the one you're driving by installing a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission. Jasper Engines and Transmissions backs their products with a nationwide 3-year, 100,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Call Long's Garage in Urbana at 367-3942 and ask for a Jasper remanufactured product.
We've got your forecast, and it's brought to you by CMI. When it comes to janitorial products and cleaning products, CMI can certainly set you up. And they had an open house a couple of weeks ago, and I was thinking about Brad and Betsy Parks. Really, it's an open house every day. If you want to check out some of their cleaning products, and they'll demonstrate for you, or some of their equipment that you can use and work more efficiently, CMIClean.com. Give them a call. They're over on Bloomington Road near Prospect. High near 90 today, down to around 70 this evening. Partly cloudy. High 90, low 71 tomorrow. Chance of rain 10% late. 20% shot at showers Wednesday. High 84, low 64. It is 7:53. Stevie J had a chance to jump on with us earlier in the morning with Stevie J Travel, ESPN 93.5.
And, of course, the Cardinals wrap up the Central in game 162. Unbelievable. Joe Maddon out as a Cub manager. I think that's a mistake. I understand it because it's been bad the finish of the last 2 years. Hard to fire a manager who's had the best record in baseball for the last 5 years. It's amazing. He'll be hired very quickly by somebody guaranteed. So today, our offer, folks, are in the Prospect Bank. You have a chance to text in, what'd you say, money or bank? They're going to text in later for $100 to open a checking account at Prospect Bank and take your dog in. They love dogs there at Prospect and Kirby in Champaign, our new partner, Prospect Bank. So you'll text in. Tell me the word again, Diane.
Money. You are accurate with money.
Money. Okay, So text in money a bit later, but be listening. $100 is what we're giving out to a whole bunch of people because I want you to open a checking account at Prospect Bank. Again, take your dog. They love dogs. So you have a chance at 359-2255 to text in money. So we've had a great trip. We'll be home Thursday evening back to Champaign-Urbana. We're on a Viking River cruise with Viking on the riverboat and on the River Rhine and seeing so many beautiful things. And it's very laid back. We've never done a river cruise. It's just really laid back, on and off. You're right in the middle of the city centers. It's delightful. And a lot of new friends. There's only 190 passengers on this riverboat. And so you get to know a whole lot of new people in addition to the 34 folks traveling with us here in Germany. So I'll sign off for now. I better catch my bus. If I miss the bus, I might get a stay in Heidelberg. But I wanted to at least chime in. And I was watching Big Ten football scores over the weekend, talked to a new friend from Columbus, Ohio. They're pretty pleased with how good the Buckeyes are this year, the way they beat Nebraska in Nebraska, like 45-7 or something like that. Minnesota beat Purdue at Purdue, so that's our opponent this weekend against Minnesota. So I'm a little nervous whether we can beat them or not. Anyway, we'll talk more. I'll plan to call back again tomorrow, same time. And again, just wanted to check in, Diane. Really appreciate all your help filling in while I'm gone, but having a great time here in Germany.
Awesome. Again, Stevie J in Germany, and he'll be here at the end of the week. Temperature's currently at 68. It's going to be a beautiful day, so enjoy. Knock out a lot of projects this week as we get into October tomorrow. We're ESPN 93.5. The deal now from Prospect Bank as you text in the word money to 359-2255. Open account within 7 days with our $100 bill. 359-2255. Go Stever.com. The word money for the deal from Prospect Bank.
You know, if you're looking for a great steak or you want some fall off the bone ribs, you got to make the trip to Gifford to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and Hunter, well, they came in and brought ribs to us on the radio show the other day, and now I'm making plans to get back to Gifford to enjoy another slab, along with some homemade sides, homemade dressing for the salad, and, of course, ice-cold beer. They've got reasonable prices. It's a short drive away to the Long Branch Steakhouse on Main Street in downtown Gifford. Go check it out. Promise you won't be disappointed.